Welcome to Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers podcast. Thank you so much for downloading and listening and sharing this episode with a friend. Oh, we're back into some weird Western stuff. We took down some roaming bad guys. They kind of set an ambush for us last time, so let's see what happens next, Sam.
So, you guys, as you said last time,
Critical Hit.
Fought some bandits. And then, yeah, you checked out the wagon, discovered what had unfortunately happened to the previous one, the owners, and set it and its horse back in the direction of redemption. And then I believe you were continuing on your ride?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. I had a couple of questions because we leveled up since last time.
Yes.
On Critical Hit.
Yes. So, I walked out of that fight with 5 hit points.
Yes.
So if I level up, do I now, instead of having 5 out of 18 hit points, do I now have 5 out of 27 hit points?
Oh, that's a really good point. Let's say it's you know what? We'll just go ahead and say that by leveling, we'll run it like a video game here, that you are all fully healed. And have had your healing surges restored.
Yeah.
Through leveling. Yay.
You know, if it's really a video game, we'd also get like a magic item.
Yeah. Rodrigo got some magic bullets, and by magic, I mean bullets.
And by got, you mean intersected.
Yes. Yeah, I got them out of my gut.
Yeah, that's where they keep them.
And I got them out of your gut, too.
That sounds painful. I don't like it. Let's not do that anymore.
We are riding to a bog or to a swamp.
So you're riding towards a port city, actually.
Okay.
I believe, unless you had decided to go to the swamp instead. I was under the impression that you were going to the port that is near the swamp.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, we were going to go there first. What's that city's name?
Double check that because I wrote it down. Los Brazos de Santiago.
Which is Spanish for the Brazos of Santiago.
Yep. Spanish for the Camino.
The port is still more than effectively a days away, but there's a town called Perdition, actually, that's between Redemption and the port, cleverly named because the only time people actually go there is because they're going between Redemption and the port.
Nicely done.
So, but that would be presumably, I mean, you don't have to go through there, but presumably would be the best place to stay the night on your way.
Sure.
That makes sense.
Cool. Well, then, yeah, riding past beyond the bandits is relatively uneventful. It's a nice time of year. It's late summer, which is still quite hot, and hotter as you get towards the port. It starts getting a lot more humid. But cactuses and palm trees that are all the cactuses are in bloom. There's like barrel cactus with have bright yellow flowers on top of them and have kind of a hairiness to actually protect their spikes and the rest of their body from the sun. And then there's Nopales, the big flat cactus have like their pink fruit out.
Grab some.
Cool. Do you grab some of the fruit, the
prickly pears?
Yeah.
Grab the cactus by meh.
Cool.
Well, yep. Actually, the cactus is itself edible.
Yes.
So maybe I'll grab some of that, too.
Yeah. The paddles, that's the word I was looking for. Cool. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's good eating.
Yep, not too much, just a little bit.
Cool. Yeah, there's, you know, some lizards out and about. You see there are some, people who have knowledge, nature, and survival can see evidence. There's, like, some burrowing owls that live in the area. You can tell by their little nests. Probably some snakes too, but you know, that's pretty standard. And nothing that tends to, you know, sometimes they'll go across the trail. This is still pretty wild area, even though like lots of wagons do come through here. And yeah, unless you guys want to talk about anything else, the ride is going to pass for a few hours.
I do have one question.
For me or?
Yeah.
Sure.
What should be my AC? I think I muffed it.
You think you upped it?
I think I messed it up. I think I changed my AC when I meant to change my hit points.
Oh, I don't know. Let me take a look at your character sheet. Yeah, so your AC is pretty easy for you. It should be your dex plus your item that you have. That's your AC item. And plus one for having the feet dodge.
Plus 10.
Plus 10, right, yes. That's important.
So 26? 25.
It should definitely not be 26.
I was going to say, that's pretty impressive.
You said it's plus 10.
No way. It is. I said plus 10?
Yeah.
Okay.
My dex is 14.
Dex modifier.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Your dex modifier, not your actual dex. Sorry.
Math is hard. Okay. So 13.
Is that right? I feel like your armor item gives you a plus 2, but I could be wrong.
Oh.
And maybe. Yeah, and you've got dodge, so I think it's 15. Take a look at your armor item.
I may not have my armor item on my new character sheet.
Okay.
I don't. That's what happened. Okay. So, my... What's that item called?
It's called Bracers of Armor.
We're right.
Yeah. You've got bracers of armor plus 2, so it should be your AC should be 15.
So Chema.
Yes.
That group that attacked us back there.
Mm-hmm.
They work for the person who stole this artifact.
They must. At least they must have been hired by them or. A greater interest that is trying to keep me away from it.
Hmm.
And do we know who stole the artifact?
I do not know, but I am starting to believe that it was not a simple theft, but rather a large and premeditated one, since this person seems to have a lot of resources. Even if these were hoodlums, it still takes some doing to hire an entire ambush. Would you not say?
Mm-hmm.
I would agree.
Well, I'm
curious.
Fortunately,
as it turns out, I happen to have availed myself of exactly the 4 strangest people that I could have.
I see. I'm curious. Do you think that this is the work then of a organized crime group, or could this be something more of a religious cult that is behind all of this?
I could not tell you now. If it was an organized crime syndicate of some kind, I feel that they would have tried to sell the item long before they had gotten it out of Mexico. So if they did, then perhaps I am selling whoever, or I am now chasing whoever bought it. But I am not entirely certain. I think that this was taken either by someone who very much knew what the artifact is supposed to be doing, or by someone who is trying to use it in some other way and are now dealing with the consequences of it.
I see.
And what is the artifact exactly?
It is a statue, a small statuette of an owl.
This is going to be... Mr. the Hanging Judge?
Yes?
Do you know of any religious cults or syndicates that are in this region that might be of transporting this item?
Not particularly.
Okay.
Those ruffians we ran into back there were of a known group in the area, But I do believe they're just hired muscle and don't have any full idea of the goings-on as a whole.
What group?
I am not on that team. what's the name, Sam?
The Renfield Gang.
The Renfield Gang. You can note them by their red bandanas.
And they always wear the red bandanas? Or is it just some red on their costume?
It tends to be red bandanas.
Okay.
Specifically.
Well, you can't fault their style.
Well, for groups like that, it is important to be known. That is, they entirely rely on their reputation. So that is how they got hired.
But not stand out necessarily.
So yes, you and think a bandana is something you can easily hide if the local sheriff gets wind of you. So it makes sense.
So both of you think that this is just hired muscle and not part of the larger group?
Oh, almost certainly. I do not believe if there was some knowledge, it probably died with their leader.
Okay. Sam,
but I really do think that that these guys were hired.
Sam, would myself or Matthew's character have heard of the Renfield Gang?
Make knowledge local checks.
All right.
And if we don't have anything, it's just a d20?
Yes.
All right.
Is it? Do they not get the int bonus?
Hmm?
Do they not get an int bonus?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, you can add your int bonus. That's a good point.
Ah. Add, huh?
Do you have a negative int?
Or subtract your int bonus.
I might have a negative intelligence bonus. I'm not saying it could happen. I'm not saying it couldn't.
Yeah, no. Well, I'm guessing if we're both below 10 that we have no knowledge of these gangs.
It depends on what you roll.
I rolled a 6.
I rolled a 15.
Yeah, you know, because Russell tends to keep to himself and keep away from that sort of thing, or sorry, Randall.
No, Russell.
It is Russell.
Is Russell?
Yeah, I'm Russell.
Oh, then why does it say Randall on your?
Well, I don't know.
Huh. Oh, I must have written it wrong. Sorry about that.
Nope, that's all right.
Russell, because he kind of keeps to himself, he is not aware of this. I mean, he knows there are gangs in the area, but he hasn't heard that specific name.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew, you've heard, because you're a fanboy of the Hanging Judge, some of his more colorful tales involve repeated takedowns of members of this gang. They, as he said, wear red bandanas. They tend to, you know, take all sorts of no good jobs. They like stick up people who are heading to and from redemption. They, you know, have definitely, you know, murdered people, robbed people. It wouldn't be surprised you at all if they were killers for hire for someone else. And they do have like a tendency to kind of get away with it.
Okay.
Alder will, and by the way, Alder, it is Alder. The name is Alder. I want you to write that down. It's very important that you know Alder conveys that information. I believe I read it in the Dime novel. It was the Barn Owl's Conundrum, a Hanging Judge adventure. But they do have a disturbing tendency to get away with their crimes.
Mm-hmm. Well, then that explains why they were hired.
I would agree.
Mm-hmm. Does this little statue have a name?
It does, but it's a Nahuatl. It is tied to the goddess Chimalma.
Okay. And what does it, I mean, it looks like it drains energies and powers from what,
Not necessarily. I don't know exactly how it works. I just know that it is not supposed to do this. If it is regularly maintained, it does something else. Maybe actually provides the opposite effect or allows the user to do something else. But without the proper rituals of maintenance, it starts blighting the countryside, as it were.
I see. Okay.
So the question does become, do they know that and intend it, or is this simply an unintended consequence of someone who does not know how to deal with the arcane powers?
That is, in fact, the question. And aside from the fact that we know this person has significant resources at their disposal, it really doesn't answer that. They could just simply be trying to wait it out and see if the bad things go away, or they could be intentionally doing it.
Well, very
good. Do you have any insight into this? After all, apparently you are some sort of witch.
I am some sort of witch. Do I have any? Let me see. I think that would probably be a knowledge check, huh?
It would be. You could make a knowledge arcana check.
Ooh, I could do that. I shall attempt such a thing. If I had a hammer.
You needed a hammer?
I'd hammer in the morning. Hang on. Just ignore me when I sing. Rolling the dice. Ugh, that's bad. A 10 for arcana.
I mean, that's enough to know you've heard of necromancy, which is a type of magic that you don't do, but is death magic. And it can sometimes do things like make people sick or kill plants or animals.
I suspect that it's related to necromancy, some sort of death magic. But I'm not a practitioner myself. And so it would be mostly theoretical. I can tell you that possibly if we were to see it, I might have absolutely no idea how it works. So that's fun. But I'd be willing to at least look if we can find and identify the source and the statue and everything of that nature.
Good to know.
I have nothing else at this time.
Cool. Then you guys ride quietly until you arrive at Perdition.
Are we talking quiet, quiet, or Elder quiet?
If Elder wants to keep making small talk, he's more than welcome to.
He more than likely will.
Yeah, we can abstract that Elder doesn't stop talking without actually role-playing it, I think.
Sounds good.
Sure.
That's a control freak thing right there. Yeah, you're good. We're good.
Sure. It's all good.
This is the basically definition of a one-horse town. You guys pull in. It's very small, but there's a inn, which is clearly pretty new construction and very simple. It's the notable things about it is actually is there's a sign that says the Captain Quarters Inn and Tavern. And there is a flag above it that's like a U.S. flag, but in the left corner where the stars would be, there's just a ring of stars, and it has a image of a anchor that's crossed with an image of a cannon. And then right under that flag, there's another flag that's like a small pennant that is white with a black line through it. And beyond that, there's also what looks like a blacksmith's place, a wagon repair shop, a general store, but much smaller than the one in Redemption, and a few simple houses that presumably belong to the people that operate said businesses.
So instead of the, what would it be, 38 stars that we should see at this time frame, there's something else in the blue field?
Yes, there are still a ring of white stars around the symbol of which is the anchor and cannon crossed, but there are fewer stars than would be.
I'm going to go with 38. Feel free to check me on that later.
Is that something, that symbol, something that we should recognize, or?
That's a really good question. Does anyone have knowledge history?
No, I do not.
Nope.
Okay.
I have a negative one yes. to it.
You have knowledge history? Okay, cool. Yep. Then you can roll it.
Okay. It's not great, you guys.
It's okay. We're with you.
Better than the rest of us, I bet.
Cheering all the way.
Oh, 13.
That's good enough. You don't know exactly what this symbolizes, but you know that during the Civil War, there were a lot of different flags that were associated with different armies, and you think that this is one of them.
I see.
The fact that it's got a mostly hewing towards the standard American flag makes you think it was Union side, but
yeah, which is strange to find in Texas.
Yeah.
Weird.
So, but I won't comment on it.
And actually,
I'm guessing Eshin is covered up.
Yeah, Eshin is. You're back to being disguised.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And yeah, Alder would actually also recognize that this is some kind of Civil War flag.
Cool.
Your dad had something similar.
Ah, that makes sense. Okay. I wonder if Alder keeps his own counsel on that.
That's totally up to you.
Well, yeah. He is your character, so you're the only one who could tell us.
Hush. The new character, I'm trying to decide how I respond.
Right. You're working it out. All right. I'm with you. All right.
Sometimes my process is verbal, and by sometimes I mean when I'm awake.
Okay.
What an interesting flag. He said.
Certainly the part in the middle there is not expected.
That is not the standard. I believe that is a thing that Samantha said earlier that I say in character that does not sound stupid.
It looks like one of the handful of flags that were used during your Civil War. I would imagine it is either for a splinter faction or for an actual regimen.
Which makes me wonder. Oh, well, no sense in worrying about it now.
So, what do you guys do? It is getting on towards evening.
Perhaps the one horse town has the one horse inn where we should maybe get one bed rooms.
Well, that is where the flag is actually hanging, is above the inn, which is, as I mentioned, called the...
Captain Quarters.
Yeah, the Captain's Quarters.
Yes, let us secure lodging.
Yes, and definitely keep an eye out if since the ambush was unsuccessful, there might be remnants.
Mm. Ooh, are there people loitering around town?
I mean, there are. It's pretty quiet, but there's, a guy working, looks like finishing up work at the blacksmith, looks like he's working on repairing some horseshoes. There's someone filling up a trough in front of the wagon repair where there's a horse that's drinking from it. There's a pair of kids that have a hoop and are running back and forth with it.
Kids today with their hoops. Never take their eyes off those hoops. When I was a boy, I will tell you, we did not stare at our hoop all day. We actually talked to each other.
Mm-hmm. At least they're not burning scorpions.
That sounds terrible. Why would you do that?
I've seen things.
Children can be very mean.
Very cruel, I suppose. You don't burn scorpions. You crush them, and the carapaces make a lovely tea. It's good for the gout and also for dyspepsia. You mix it with a little burdock root, it actually tastes very peppy.
Keep that in mind.
I'll make you some. Come by my office. It will be fine.
I'll dismount in front of the inn.
Cool.
There's... we all will.
Alder climbs down off of Wildfire.
There is a stable that's set up in front of the inn. And yeah, as you guys approach, there doesn't appear to be anyone in the stable, though you can hear like the sound of a really loud, really deep sound of a dog barking coming from inside the inn. A young woman comes out of the door. She's in her like late teens, early 20s, curly dark brown, shoulder length hair, green eyes, freckles. She's wearing a pretty simple dress that's got like an apron that's kind of dusty. It looks like maybe she's had flour on it. And next to her is probably one of the biggest dogs you guys have ever seen. It is like 2.5 feet tall, probably 150 pounds, just really big. Beige, black snout and paws, and is barking at you guys.
Alder absentmindedly snaps his fingers to call Dawn over to his side.
Dawn comes to your side, and she's got like her hackles on her neck up as she's looking at this dog that's barking. And the girl is like, puts her hand on. Is like, howdy, folks.
Good Hello. Evening, ma'am.
Hello.
Y'all here to spend the night?
Yes.
Ah, good. And calm down, Huckleberry. The dog like whines a second and sits down. She's like, all right, well, let me get your horses taken care of. You know, it's going to be a quarter for that. We can get you some lodgings, and I've got some foods I can cook up for you. That's all right.
Sounds fine. Thank you.
Well, welcome to the captain's quarters. If you guys wouldn't mind helping with the unsaddling your horses, we're a bit shorthanded at the moment, unfortunately.
Of course.
No problem.
What is your policy regarding animals inside?
She, like, looks at you and then sees the Dawn for the first time, and it's like, oh, what a cutie! Oh, well, it would be downright hypocritical of me to say you couldn't bring your pup inside when Huckleberry lives here with me. So she? Huh?
She, yes.
She's trained. She's not going to rip up any of the furniture or anything like that, right?
She's very well behaved. She will take care of it. All will be well.
The big dog starts, who has also noticed her noticing your dog, starts like kind of slowly ambling up to try to sniff at Dawn.
Mm. Oh, good. They like each other.
Investigatory.
Yeah. If you do not stop,
the
dogs will engage in the classic mutual butt sniffing.
Why would they stop? That it's what dogs do.
Yep. They seem to, as Chima says, like each other.
Yep. Hopefully they don't like each other too much, is all I'm saying.
Oh. I was saying then he gets more familiars.
That's exactly how that works. Puppy familiars for everyone.
Yay.
It's like, oh, that's cute. Wait, do I have to take a feed for this? Never mind.
So yeah, she gets you guys.
Brian's dog will have a mask.
Oh my Rob god, that's so cute.
Rob will get a monitor lizard.
It's like, wait, my dog gave birth to a monitor lizard?
Exactly.
It's like that episode of Star Trek.
Yep.
Tom Bailiff.
That is great.
That is beautiful. That's canon. Woo!
Oh boy. Puppies for everyone. So yeah, the young woman helps you guys get the horses all set up in the stable. It's like actually a moderately sized stable for the town. There's two horses that are still in there aside from your horses, and seems to be well kept. There's a few lanterns hanging from it, you know, nice and clean straw.
Mm-hmm.
Was Eshin traveling by horse, or was he?
Yeah, he's got a horse.
Yeah, okay. You guys all have horses.
Okay. My brain was thinking that he was running alongside for some reason.
Barbarians aren't that fast.
I don't know.
And then, yeah, after you guys get the horses too, she, you know, welcomes you guys all in and says she can show you to your rooms, or she can get you some food and drink first, whichever you'd prefer.
Meal.
Food and drink does sound good.
Some food would be lovely.
Absolutely.
I'd prefer to take my meal in my room, please.
Oh yeah, that's a really good question. How does is the judge wearing like a mask when he comes into town?
Yes.
Okay. So she, when you like, I think speak up for the first time, she looks at you. She's like, some kind of party?
Suddenly. Mardi Gras.
Suddenly, I am very curious about this town's parties.
it was Mardi Gras, and he loves the mask more than life itself. And we engage him. We like to
it's August. His creativity. It is August.
They're very fashionable. Everyone will wear them in the future.
I understand. It's.
You guys aren't planning on making any trouble, are you?
No,
oh,
ma'am.
No.
That's good.
We never plan to make trouble. That is not how any. Should we have aliases?
Then I suppose I could bring you your food upstairs, sir.
Very much appreciated.
So. She'll show you a room upstairs first. It's pretty simple. They're like kind of decorated in a sort of mismatched way. Like it looks like maybe this was probably like someone's maybe used furniture. Like nothing here looks especially new. But like there's a bed and like it's definitely like a handmade quilt and some kind of mishmash of books and knickknacks and things like that. You know, there's like some kind of like pretty rock and like a little potted cactus. Yeah. And then, yeah, there's room for each of you guys. Any of you want to share a room.
I'm fine in a room by myself.
That's fine.
Cool. And then, yeah, she'll, after showing the rooms, start serving food. The inn is again, pretty simple. There's like, kind of like picnic style tables, like long communal spaces with benches made out of wood. And there's a back kitchen. Then I got some kind of IM. Oh, I don't know why.
Sorry, I accidentally rolled a D4.
Oh, okay. I was just making sure someone wasn't trying to send me secret messages.
Sorry.
Oh, no worries. So yeah, she brings out, she offers that she's got some beer if you guys want. And there's also some whiskey if you want that.
Yes,
and
please.
Cool. That's, you know, she's happy to pour some shots and some tumblers, depending on how much you want to drink. And offers up some food, which is decidedly mediocre. It's mm-hmm. like either a little too salty or a little too spicy or not spicy enough, like basically depending on what the dish is. So there's like too salty like corn and like a too spicy like beef stew.
More whiskey, please.
Yeah, of course. So where you folks got business in the port?
Jez, we're on our way there. Trying to catch up to some acquaintances.
Yeah, Good luck. You in the shipping business?
Yes. Once this business is all concluded, we are hoping that we can send a little shipment back to Mexico, and that will be the end of our business.
Oh, very well. Well, I hear that's the best place to do it is from Santiago.
Mm-hmm. What is that town like?
Well, it's you know, I lived there for a bit, but the smoke from the ships got a little bit too much for my my pa. He's sick. That's why it's just me at the inn right now. But it's always a busy place. I mean, it's not that old a town. Like, this isn't that old a town, I suppose. You know, mostly men doing their thing, working a lot. Lots of sometimes big money coming in from Mexico. A lot of stuff comes from there into here. Though, honestly, we only get the smaller shipments through here. There are like a few other people that are in the inn, by the way. Like, she's talking to you guys because you seem to be the most mm-hmm. interesting by far. But there's like a few guys that look like they are some kind of traders. Like, you'd think maybe furriers from like just the way they're dressed. So she's like, yeah, and what else? Oh, you know, we actually saw the owner of the port just recently. He came through. He's on the way to some big engagement in Redemption. He was very excited about it. Had to get there plenty early so he could get some new clothes. Oh, but you don't want to hear me gossiping.
Who was the owner?
Mr. Wilson, Arthur Wilson.
Ah.
And he came through here, and he is heading for Redemption.
Yes. There's okay. some kind of party going on there. I don't know, something business related. Not really. I don't really know what that's about. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I try not to. I don't go down there that much. It tends to be like honestly, a little smelly. All the ships and things like that. Lots of fish.
Mm-hmm. Sailors.
Yeah. I mean, they came through a fair bit here, you know, when they are heading for, I guess, more interesting things than you can get out at Los Brazos. But been a little quiet here since last few days, I suppose. Usually get a little bit more entertainment from the sailors going north. Well, we saw, again, like I said, Mr. Wilson, and then there was a couple coming through with the West Ship from Redemption.
Mm-hmm. Is this mm-hmm. a gulf port or a river port?
It is a gulf port.
Cool. For some reason, my brain was thinking the other side of Texas.
Yeah. What about you folk? So you are in the shipping business. That's interesting. What do you ship?
Oh, we are just starting to get into it. So we are hoping to move something in and then just take it down south. We are still in the process of working out the deal. That is why we are heading there on our own.
Do hear it's a good place to do business.
Yes. Oh, by the way, this food has been lovely. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. I do appreciate that. I've been working on my cooking. It's again, it's not as good as Mom makes, but she's been mostly taking care of Pa, so I'm kind of holding the place down. Just me and Huckleberry. The dog is asleep.
Which is good. Sleeping dogs lie, and I don't like that.
He is snoring extremely loudly.
It was worth a try. I don't know.
How about you? What you're that is an unusual dog you got there. It's just quite the coloration.
Oh, she's not particularly unusual. I mean, where I come from, of course, she they're everywhere. Just you have a dog and a dog.
Where are you from? I've never heard an accent quite like that one.
Oh, yes, North Carolina.
Interesting.
Really? North Carolina, you don't say.
Yes, it's actually, do you know where Louisiana is?
Yeah.
It's on the other side.
No, I'm aware. My dad fought in North Carolina. He did some blockade run in there.
Oh, blockade running is exciting work.
Yeah, well, it's where the flag outside came from. But yeah, then he wanted to be by the sea, but not like. It was complicated. It was a lot of debating between him and my ma about where we'd settle.
Sometimes you want to be near something without having it be too near, and these things become difficult.
I'm sorry, I have a question for you. We have heard stories of highwaymen and robbers. Mm-hmm. Around these parts, have you or any of your guests encountered any time recently?
I mean, I've heard stories for sure. You know, she like smiles slightly and like taps on the bar, and it's like, I mean, keep myself some protection here and for case of that sort of thing. But nothing too recently. I don't know. I mean, this is a pretty small town. Things come through here, but nothing too fancy that people are actually, like I said, it's mostly if I hear about the bigger caravans get hit by bandits sometime, but they don't usually come into town. They have their own security and their own accommodations. If you were, they stay outside. But you know, I mean, sometimes you get things like, you know, the Renfields that come down here, or there's a few other gangs there. There's the Padres. I can't keep them all straight. They come in from the port or they come in from the trains.
Sure. These Renfields, have they been through town recently?
Not that I've seen. At least not if they're flying their, bandanas. That would be quite the scene.
Sure. Any other large groups coming through south?
Coming south.
Or heading north, as it were.
We had a couple come in just past day. I'm gonna think about that. No, not particularly big.
I see. Well, thank you. You know, we are just starting to get into finding cargo routes and things like that. We have to keep on top of this sort of thing.
Oh yeah, of course. Well, I'm sure you could, if you're interested in getting into business, you can, you know, talk to some people down in Brazos or up in Redemption. I mean, honestly, we're pretty much a waypoint.
Oh, just. Well, that is not a bad thing.
Yeah. Anything else I can get you guys before turning down?
Russell stands up. Imports and exports. Bottle, please.
You want a bottle of whiskey or you want me to import?
Yes,
something?
Ma'am. Bottle of whiskey.
Of course. All right. I'll add it to your tab. I'll be here. I'm working on some baking some bread for tomorrow. So, I'll be here all night if you need anything.
Russell takes the bottle, goes upstairs to his room.
I have concerns about his whiskey.
When I first saw Russell, I thought to myself, here is someone who has probably not ever been in a fight. Then when I saw him fight, I thought to myself, this is someone who has clearly been in a fight. But now that I see how he drinks after a fight, I think to myself, maybe actually he hasn't seen that many fights.
An interesting point. Well, we shall have to watch, I suppose, and see.
Yes, actually, if you, I assumed your companion is good to stay up during the night. You may want to keep an ear out. I'm not entirely sure we're going to be safe here.
I agree.
I'm going to go.
From North Carolina.
I did. You know, I'm not that familiar with American accents, but I had a feeling.
I'm actually from South Carolina.
Oh, yes, right. Like I said, I'm not good with accents.
Perhaps I need an alias.
Oh. Like just another name, or like you want to go like something like the judge and have a mysterious name?
I think perhaps that would be too far to go.
Yes, you need something else to go with it if you're going to do that, like a bandana to cover your face, or like a mask, or like a really big helmet.
I really don't have a face for a helmet or a large hat. These are the problems we have when you... I think perhaps it's best to go to sleep.
All right. I'm going to take a walk around the town, just get a feel for it.
Be careful.
I will.
I will actually walk with Chema.
Oh, okay.
You suddenly have a giant shadow.
Oh, I knew he was around. He's absolutely the strong silent type.
You not unexpectedly have a giant shadow.
So yeah, we'll take a walk around town, just trying to get a feel for it.
Cool. Yeah, it's a fairly small town. You would guess though that like most people who are here are the types that like solitude, or are in some ways vigilant against that sort. Like the reason that they don't have bandits is probably A, they don't have anything that's particularly valuable, and B, mm-hmm. you think everyone here is like has some combination of giant dogs, shotguns, or military experience and would fight any bandits that came into town,
or giant right. dogs with shotguns, which
yeah so like you see it's like not as many, like not as dogged big as the one that was at the inn, but there's a, you know, you like the, you have a few like encounters, especially when like Eshin is nearby. Dogs just don't seem to like him. They, you know, there's like some like hounds and boxers like that seem to like be sleeping outside for the most part as opposed to indoors. So like a few of them are like kind of tied up and like growl and bark at you guys when you pass. And like, yeah, and like people peer out of their shades and like kind of give you like look you over to be like, are you gonna make trouble? Yeah, I mean, is there any type of business in particular you're looking for, or you're just kind of wandering?
I'm just kind of trying to get a feel for the size of the town, likely directions that we should, you know, ride out if things get bad.
Cool.
Also to see if there's like a constabulary of some kind, just so that I know where it is.
Sure. So there is, it is not impressive. It's like a kind of one room place, that like, it says like, sheriffs, outside. And like, do you go in or introduce yourself or anything?
No. I'm just going to keep an eye out. And basically, once I go once around the town, I'll just head back in. I just want to know where everything is. And obviously any like huge suspicious things that I observe. But, you know, if it just seems like a regular like waypoint little town, then I'll just head back.
Yeah, it seems like a fairly regular waypoint little town. There's nothing like it. You know, you think maybe like at max 50 people live here. You know, there's like a watering hole. It's August, so like it's been rainy. And there's like a place where, you know, you could get, like, you know, actually buy wholesale whiskey if that's what you wanted. Mm-hmm. But other than that, it's pretty quiet. There's basically you want to ride straight through this town and just keep heading south to go to this port city, if that's what you're heading. Yep.
Yeah.
There's like some kind of, you know, basically hilly, rocky scrublands around it that you could also go to if you wanted to get out of here in a hurry.
Mm.
But yeah, nothing really jumps out at you as something that's going to, you know, be a real problem right now.
Okay. Well, what is your assessment, Eshin?
I'm scarier than everything here.
That's good to know. And I concur. So, are you actually going to sleep in here, or should we meet you somewhere in the morning?
South.
Okay. Well, we will head out and meet you similarly to last time. Especially tomorrow.
An awkward nod. Doesn't quite look like a nod should be, and then kind of wanders off out of the town.
Okay.
Gambles away.
Eshin, why don't you make me a either knowledge, nature, or survival, your choice.
One of those is probably better than the other. Neither of those is better than the other.
Yay, they both are awful.
They both are mediocre.
Pick one. Roll the dice. Yep.
Also, neither of them are worse than the other.
Yep. Right. Roll one. And
survival.
Glass half full kind of guy.
25.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's great.
That glass is a little more than half full.
So you are seeing, again, as you've gotten closer or further south, more evidence of the kind of plant blight. And a little bit less in terms of like lizards and scorpions and other sort of things that you would notice. Though it's not as bad here as you would expect. Like basically when you were heading out of Redemption, like you could see it. And then there was like sort of like it was almost progressively getting worse on the road. And then, you know, there's still plenty of healthy plants, but just like a little bit, like I said, for late summer, there's a little more dried up or withering stuff than you would expect. Here, like, there's clearly some evidence of it, but all the cactuses actually seem to just be doing very well.
Head will tilt beyond what a normal head would do. And he'll head over to one of the cactuses.
Mm-hmm.
Cacti. And just kind of start investigating it. Seeing, you know,
what's different
about it compared to
punch it.
I mean, it really just looks like a cactus should look in late August. Like it's a, you know, this one's like a little squat barrel cactus. It's like starting to like bud. But it really is only notable in contrast to say like this palm that's hanging out next to it where like the leaves are starting to turn brown.
All right. Take a look at the dying things then.
So yeah, the dying things are, it's really weird. Just basically they seem to be spontaneously dying. Like you can't tell, there's nothing that, no signs of disease, no signs of like, you know, a infestation or drought. As far as you can tell, like this was a healthy plant and then it just wasn't.
It's spreading.
Yep.
Is it just kind of a bunch of random plants, or is it like all the few plants in the area other than cacti?
You know, it's hard. It wouldn't be random. You'd say that the like the younger you would guess that the plants that would be more vulnerable to any sort of normal problem are being affected here. So like young plants or older plants or plants that had like been damaged by say natural fire or something like that are starting to show more signs of withering.
So it's appearing the more susceptible you are to natural disease, the more susceptible you are to this.
Correct.
I'm going to find a couple of cactuses relatively close to each other.
Cool. That's easy. They actually tend to, they sometimes tend to stack. So there's like, it's like a big, like a relatively tall cactus. And then there's another cactus that's kind of decided to grow in its shade.
I am going to snap a chunk off the shady one. Drinking some cactus juice.
The one that's producing the shade?
The one that's in the shade.
The one that's in the shade. Okay. Yeah. Are you basically trying to like take the whole cactus? Or are you trying to do it in like a way that like the cactus will still be alive?
I want the cactus to still be alive.
Cool. Then yeah, you take a little sustainable snip. It's, you know, cool and refreshing. This is, I mean, with your survival check, I'll say that you could identify that this is a edible, non-toxic cactus.
Uh-huh. Just kind of make a mental note of where this is and wander off to see if I can find something to eat.
Cool. There are some, you know, basically gophers that you can find.
Keeps me sustained.
Well, gophers, good eating.
It's not much eating. Yeah, eat me some gophers. Find a place to spend the rest of the night.
Cool.
Preferably somewhere where I can actually be within earshot of the hotel if something large starts to go down.
Sure, that's relatively easy. This place is a fairly wild place, so you can find like a nice little rocky outcropping.
All right. That'll work.
You bed down. Everyone else going to sleep?
Going to check on Russell.
Russell opens the door.
Russell, Mr. Street, I just wanted to make sure you're all right.
I'm fine.
You seemed a bit, well, if you're fine, you're fine. I just wanted to make certain.
Takes a drink from the whiskey bottle. I'm definitely fine.
That seems like a lot of whiskey.
For someone of your size, sure.
All right. Well, we will see you in the morning then.
Definitely. Closes the door, goes back to looking out the window, overlooking the front of the inn.
And drinking.
And drinking right from the bottle.
Nice.
And I think if everyone's asleep, I think that's a good place to end this week's episode. Thank you so much for downloading and listening. Thank you for being part of Major Spoilers. If you want to support indie podcasters, the best way to do it is to head to patreon.com/majorspoilers. Check and see what we have to offer. Look at the cool bonuses you get and the extras that you get when you become a patron. And then sign up. A little bit helps. It goes a long way when all of you, and there's a lot of you out there listening, when all of you contribute, then we can do amazing things. So that's patreon.com/majorspoilers. Again, thank you so much for checking us out this week. And until next time, here's hoping all of your dice rolls are critical hits.
This podcast is copyright 2017 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.
So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.